Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all things. Thank you, Lord, for your power, for your strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for causing us to do all things, Lord, for thy sake. Because I know that you're God, Lord. And for you, there's no other, Lord. There's no other that we can serve, Lord. There's no other. So I thank you, Lord, for your spirit that abides in us, Lord. But with your spirit, Lord, we're more than conquerors. Thank you, Father, for your power. Thank you for your might. Thank you for all things in Jesus' name. I bless you, Lord. Yeah, so as always, I want to kind of continue with what I was saying last couple of messages, just to kind of, sum these things up. Let there be no mistake about it. The Lord, He is God. And above him, there's no other. So when people are amazed by, the people that are in power, God wants us to know, that, those people that are in power, they're not smarter than you. And don't think for 1 minute that they're superior to you in any way. They're all just men. They would like you to think that they're better than you and that they achieved all these things through their hard work and all these good things, But we know that the rulers of this world have submitted themselves unto Satan, and that's how these countries govern. Every single one of them, they're governed, by Satan, with the exception of Israel, Because we know God, and I'm talking about true Israelites now. We're not talking about a specific land or all these things. We're talking about the true people of God. So God, wants us to know also, Satan himself can be transformed into an angel of light. So don't be deceived if people come among you and they do these miracles and wonders and all these things, and they seem to be prospering, at a very high level. And these are seducing spirits. They're meant to seduce the world, because the world also will go after these things. When they see these people in power, they also lust after the same thing. And this is what's happening in this world. People are not paying attention, to the true signs of the times. And that is to get right with God. Isn't that worship God? Worship him in spirit and truth. I've said so many times, but it's evident that people need reminding, because people are all into this, prophetic timeline and all these things. Jesus said, "No man knows the day or the hour." Forget about the prophetic timeline. You understand? It's our business to be about God's business. That we not be slack concerning the things of God. That we might always do that. Just like the angels, five were wise, and the other were foolish. The wise one kept their lamps trimmed all the time. But the foolish let their oil run out. You understand? When it was time, to meet the bride. The bridegroom, they didn't have sufficient. They didn't have sufficient to get in. So that's why we must not get caught up in these things. You understand? Because we don't know the day, we don't know the hour that our Lord is going to come. So it's up to us to patiently, through time and patience, bring forth good fruit unto the Lord. So it doesn't matter when he comes. We will be ready. We'll be ready, as a ready people. To serve our God and to sup with him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because, people get caught up in these things, and when one of these things fail, and then they lose confidence, in the Lord, our God. But if you are a true soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you endure to the end, whatever that end may be. Whatever the end may be, we must patiently wait upon the Lord. In that patience, we must bring forth fruit meet for repentance. We got to bring forth fruit meet for repentance. Because God wanted to abound in the things of the spirit, not in the things of the flesh, not in the things of the flesh. So we must beware. We must beware, because Jesus told us if it was possible, they would deceive even the very elect. You know, because they're going to come a time that these ministers of Satan are going to be able to do all kind of miracles and all kind of signs and all kind of wonders. And people are going to go after these things as if they are of God. You know, they're going to make fire come down from the sky. You know, with AI, they can do anything now. Anything their mind can conceive, they can do it through AI. You understand? But then remember, AI is artificial intelligence. And it's not the intelligence of God. It's not the preeminence of God. It's not the omnipotence of God. Because there's only one. There's only one. There's only one. There's only one. The one true living God. And our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we must submit to him daily, day by day. Day by day, seeking the things of the kingdom of God. That while we not be weary in well-doing, can't keep looking so far ahead into this, into that, you know, into whether this is going to happen and whether that's going to happen. You understand? Jesus said, remember, when you see these things, know your redemption draw nigh. But he didn't say when, how close. You understand? One day is as a thousand years. A thousand years as one day. So we got to know and understand the mind of God. Know and understand the mind of God. You understand? And wake up from our slumber. We got to wake up and serve him with all due diligence. You understand? Every day. Every day, the time is now to call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is able to deliver us. God is able to deliver us from destruction and from deceit, most of all. And that way we don't get caught up in the things of this world. We don't get caught up in this and that. We only get caught up in the things that pertain to the Spirit. Only the things that pertain to the Spirit, in his power, in his might. And say, good God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. And we must remember, we must line up with his holiness and his his righteousness. And be faithful unto him. We must be faithful unto God. It's not unto ourselves and not unto our church. And say, God wants our hearts totally, totally dedicated to him. Dedicated to him. That way we will not be led astray by the wiles of the devil. You know, but with every temptation, God will make a way to escape. There's always a way out. God has already provided that way for us. But we got to seek first the things of the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness thereof. Let no man deceive you. The hour is here. The hour of tribulation has come upon the face of the earth. And he that endures till the end shall be saved, whatever the end may be. We don't know what the end is. We don't know. We must overcome until the end. You know, it's not 99% of the way, 100% of the way. We must endure until the end. That way we can lift up our eyes unto the hill from whence cometh our help come from the Lord. It come from God. It come from God. So now is the time to repentance. Now is the time to call upon his name. Now is the time to submit wholly to the will of the God, of God. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And woe. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will fall. She will crumble because of all the iniquity, because of all the sin. Take a sought wicked counsel and not the counsel of the Almighty God. And God will bring this nation down to utter destruction by the hand of the Almighty God. And it's already happening. God is judging this nation day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. And make no mistake about it, the judgment of the Lord is upon this nation because of all the lies and deceit and all the corruption. This Babylonian nation, this foolish nation that seeks to fornicate with the whole world, America will crumble. Mystery Babylon the Great will crumble. She will fall by the hand of the Almighty God. Judgment is here. Judgment is here, says the Almighty God. Now it's time to turn from our wicked ways, from these seducing spirits that are causing us to walk after the flesh and not after the spirit. The time is now, says the Almighty God. The time is now. So we must wake up as a nation and not seek the worldly things. All people want to seek after is gain and not spiritual gain. They want to seek after monetary gain, you know, to see how much money I can make in the shortest amount of time. You understand? But all the time, you're not bearing any fruit in the spirit. You know, don't be deceived by these ministers of Satan who have crept into the church. Those are certain men have crept in unawares. They have crept in. They're preaching a gospel that God and the apostles and the holy angels do not recognize. It's not of God. It's not of God. This gospel is the gospel of the world and is not of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then these things are not of God. You can go into any church, check them out. You can just walk in. You can feel that the Spirit of God is not in these churches. It's not in there. It's not in there. You know, so God is calling us from among them. Come up from among them. Come from among these wicked places that are seducing you away from God. You know, if a prophet prophesies something and he turns you away from God, know that that prophet is not of God. But it's causing you to seek after this world. It's not of God. But we must wake up and open our eyes to see. You understand that these things are not lining up with the Holy One of Israel. And we must stand and continue to declare the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. It is righteousness. And we must repent. Every tree, therefore, that does not bring forth fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire, says the Almighty God. Every rough place shall be made smooth, the crooked shall be made straight, the valley shall be exalted, and the high places shall be made low by the hand of the Almighty God. We must repent now. Now is the time to repent and turn away from the wickedness that's in this world. The judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Search the Almighty God to bring damnation to this wicked nation. And not only this wicked nation, but unto the world. The time is now. Search the Almighty God. Repent. 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 Search the Almighty God. Whoa. Oh, oh, wicked nation. Oh, 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 wicked churches. The time is now to return to the living God. Oh, the judgment of God is swift and is sure. Make no mistake about it. There'll be nothing left. There'll be nothing left, because God will try everything by fire. And that fire is even his word of the word of the Lord. Yes. So we must turn away. We must turn away from our filthiness and the corruptness that we have in our heart, or we too will be laid waste with this wicked nation and with this wicked world. So we must now get on our knees and turn back to the living God and come forth with true repentance. Come forth with true repentance and bear the fruits of righteousness and of holiness, says the Almighty God. The time is now. The time is now. There's no more time for sleeping, says the Almighty God. There's no more time for slumber, says the Almighty God. The time is now. Repent, 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 repent. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. We can't continue to reap to this flesh and think that we are going to be acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. To keep reaping to this flesh, you're going to reap damnation unto yourself and unto your soul and unto your soul. And so you can't just keep going on and on and on, nourishing your spirit with the things of holiness and of righteousness. God is a righteous God. He's a holy God. And he commands his people to be the same. God is not going to just accept anything. He's not going to accept just anything. But only the pure in heart shall see God, says the Almighty. Only the pure in heart and the meek shall inherit the earth, says the Almighty God. How long, O wicked nation? How long, O wicked churches? How long, O wicked people? I come swiftly. I come swiftly like a thief in the night, says the Almighty God, to bring my judgment upon this wicked land. Now, therefore, says the Almighty God, this people is a backsliding people. This people is a wicked people. This people is a people bent on doing evil and not good. Their righteousness is in their own eyes. They have proclaimed their own righteousness, which is not of God. You can't have your own righteousness and expect to stand before the living God. You got to be clothed in the righteousness of the Almighty. Well, he's going to say, get away from me, you that work iniquity. There's no self-righteousness with God. No self-righteousness. We won't be told in the full armor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That way we can walk in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And his grace is sufficient for me. It's sufficient for all things that I need in this wicked world. It's sufficient for me day by day. And we must abide in that grace and in the fullness thereof. It is power, it is might, it is strength, and we can endure. We can endure hardship like a good soldier of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we must stand. The time is now to stand. The time is now to stand. We must continue to stand and declare the things of the kingdom of God and not the things of this world, says the Almighty God. We must call this wicked world to repentance, because the judgment of God is nigh and is at hand. It's nigh and is at hand. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, says the Almighty God, and turn away from your sinful ways. Turn away from your sinful ways. Yes, I thank you, Father. I bless you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for all things, Lord. All things, Lord, according to your power, according to your might, according to your strength, Lord. Because I know that you are God, and beside you, Almighty God, there is no other. There is no other. In Jesus' name, amen.